The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Everybody was kung fu. Was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down, and everybody knew their part, from a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was gone.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2026, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. You forgive that little bit of a late start. I was on the line with Bahamas here. I'm trying to book a flight to China. You know who I trust? I trust Bahamas here. It may take them 3 weeks and 14 days to get me to China, but I know Bahamas Air can get me there safely. In fact, I feel like if I travel in with a Bahamian to China, I could be safe in China. You know why? Because Bahamians know kung fu movies. We know kung fu, karate, every martial arts movie, so we know when something's about to go down. Because we remember when the music starts, we pick up our bags and we prepare to run to the safest place, the embassy or the police station. We know what to do when we are traveling. So listen, I got some guests joining our segment. We're talking about the trade and business trip to the Canton Fair and Yiwu Commodities Markets. I hope I pronounced that properly. See, when I go to China, they say confuse the enemy. It's not quite like that. I don't want them to know that I could speak Cantonese and Mandarin. I don't want them to know that right off the bat. I want to surprise them with that. So every once in a while, I mess up a word, mispronounce something or the other, misread. You know, they have like 7 million characters. If you think learning English is difficult, learning Mandarin and Cantonese, right, is equally, I wouldn't say perplexing and troubling. Anyway, joining me in studio, Omar Smith and Antonio Bullard, we're going to talk about our trade and business trip to China. But before we get there, just a little bit of housekeeping. Remember the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition for junior and senior high school students is still open. Two pieces of information to win the prize: the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Now, students may be in school right now, but if the student does the work, you can call in and enter their submission. There's cash prizes and surprises, so please participate. Thank you to everyone who's donated to the T-shirt and magazine recycling drive. It's ongoing, and we are always accepting T-shirts and magazines. All right, just a quick note. I have to mention these three things before we get into the show. Yesterday, I got caught up in a roadblock. Now, I knew it was a roadblock because I was exiting the area, right? Like when I was leaving my neighborhood to go somewhere, I witnessed it. On my way back, I got caught up in it. This one little roadblock caused over 3 miles of traffic backup, right? Now, confused enemy, that's what roadblock is for. We don't announce roadblocks. You're supposed to come upon it by surprise, right? So I see the play. You cannot announce that you have a roadblock, although you're supposed to have a reason for roadblock that you can articulate to drivers if they inquire as to why they're being delayed or their movement is obstructed. You should be prepared to do that, right? Either way, the point is, if you're going to have a roadblock and you know that it's going to cause delays and obstructions, and you know that because the Prime Minister knows it. He knew it because he tell us be patient while we're doing it. So you know you're going to have obstructions and roadblocks, and you know that your citizens are bad-tempered, bad-mannered, and bad-mind. So yesterday at church in Bay Street, I was on the church side, that's St. Matthew's, attempting to get onto Bay Street on our green light. We couldn't after successive cycles because the drivers on Bay Street just decided if it's a traffic jam, the lights don't matter anymore. We're just going to keep driving and blocking whatever intersection we want. I want to say good morning to the two semi-trucks that forced their way through the red light because they have no patience despite the fact that they're supposed to have a CDL. See, your CDL tests you as a commercial driver's license. That tests your patience, right? So you don't have to announce the roadblock, but surely you make officers available along the routes that will be impacted so that they can, first of all, be visible and present and act as a deterrent because people tend to behave themselves when they see police, tend to. Secondarily, you are able to keep clear any intersections and divert traffic if necessary, particularly if there's an emergency, like someone is trying to take their family member to the hospital, right? Like these are very, very simple things. Now, while my conversation today have to be separate from my guest conversation, we go into China, they go into the future. I want them to take me with them because I want to know if they have turn signals in the future. I want to know if the cars has come with mandatory turn signals in the future. I want to know if the cars have brakes in the future. Because right here in the present, the things ain't waking out at all. Anyway, I want to say, though, however, the officers that were assigned and were stationed were amenable and open to communication, despite the fact that I was hot mad. Because I myself had almost been hit by 3 stop sign runners just that same day. And on the way back, let me tell you about, I don't know what's going on with the senior citizens, but they need attention. Why is the 70-year-old man in the middle of the road, he's created a third lane, because he didn't think to use his turn signal to indicate to people he's trying to change lanes. Maybe he couldn't use his turn signal because he's on his cell phone as he's driving up East Bay Street in a third lane in the middle of the road, upset at people that they're trying to tell him you are doing something wrong. Right? Anyway, let's go on. Just very quickly, I want to say good morning to the person who is driving this plate, LN0474. I don't know what your emergency was, but it caused you to turn right on red. You tried to do it right in front of me at Boyd Road. See, when you get a special license, you're supposed to get special training. But it turns out everybody that has a special license or a special plate in this country thinks it authorized them to be special. Or in your big fancy, fancy car. Ministry of Transport. Y'all don't see the people, eh? No, you don't, because your car tinted too. I want to say good morning to the young man who was driving the water and sewage vehicle yesterday. Midday, as I was passing the new bridge, I wondered why the traffic in front of me had slowed so much given the rate of speed in the left lane. When I changed lanes and progressed, I realized that of the 5 people in that lane, 3 of them were on their cell phone. including the young man driving the water and sewage vehicle. You know, the one that belongs to me and to you. And so when I indicated to him that, hey, you don't realize it, but you're obstructing traffic on your phone, he said, what phone? I said, the one in your lap. He said, oh, you mean this one water and sewage give me to do their job? I said, surely they didn't intend for you to drive and use the phone. He said, how I can get my work done? I said, that's why the water don't work now. That's why nothing works now. The young man then explained to me, after I said to him, you know, you have an attitude, but I'm trying to tell you that you're breaking the law, you're risking an accident, you could get a ticket that could upend your career plans. He said to me, call, I said, I'd rather tell you than call water and sewage and report you. He said, dear managers of water and sewage, listen to what this young man said. He said, call them. They don't care. That's what your employees think of you. They think that you are prepared to aid in the water and sewage vehicle. See, you need some context. I live in the East. Some people on city water, they still can't bathe after 10 p.m. in the East. Y'all act like y'all doing a good job. And that young man in his little blue beanie and his gang-like attitude making me think he could be a Crip, because the Crips is wear blue, right? When I see blue and gang-like activity at the same time, that's what I think. That young man, all about in our car, risking people's lives to go to which hospital? That one? PMH? Where we all get dead? Except the politicians, because they could afford to fly to the Dominican Republic. See, that's why I'm considering going to the future. We're going to take a moment right now and prepare ourselves. We're changing the tone entirely. After the segment, we're going to get back into the discussion. Caller, I see you on the line. You got 30 seconds. Let's go to the phone line. I give you a few moments. Good morning, caller.
Hey, gracious, you're Miss Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Morning, we have a new ambassador. You can't hold all our dates like that. You supposed to say that before they come?
You right, eh?
What he can think but us?
Yeah.
Then he can see we can't drive. We can't behave.
Mm-hmm.
We have bad attitude.
Then he would think that we are residents of Florida.
And you can do it when you go on PMH. Man, you can't tell them all of that, man.
I mean,
wait for another 4 years after you replace him, then say it.
Then say it out loud, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you. Disregard all prior commentary. The ambassador is listening. I didn't say that, sir. That was a joke. It's poorly worded and timed, but definitely jokey. Good morning, gentlemen. Joining me in studio, I have Omar Smith and Antonio Bullard. They are the organizers and the lead facilitators of the trade and business trip to China.
The Canton Fair and Guangzhou, Shenzhen, where is the high-tech capital of China. It's like the Silicon Valley of China. So we'll be going to three cities. We go into Hong Kong, we go into Guangzhou, and we go into where the trade fair, the Canton Trade Fair, is the world's largest trade fair.
Okay.
And then to Shenzhen for a day to check out all the high-tech cars, electronics, cell phones, anything that's electronic.
All right, so let's... What do you mean? Because I know Red Cross Fair.
Listen,
well,
you.
Well, the Canton Fair is one of the wonders, one of the eighth, ninth wonders of the world.
All right.
It is the world's largest trade fair. It is about the size of a stadium, about eight times that size, and about three stories. And it has people who come and display, factories that come and display their products for the world. The whole world comes to this fair, and this has been going on. I think it's like this is the 100 and probably 80-something trade fair now that they've had in Guangzhou. It's been going on for a very, very long time. And they do that three times. So we were just speaking off camera about logistically. They have the fair for 5 days. I think it is 5 days. And then three days they use to get those people out and bring a whole set of people in with different products.
So within the five-day cycle, there will be a whole new group of corporations, businesses, and product manufacturers.
Yes.
moving through the space every 5 days.
Yeah, so those are 3 days. So it's three days in between where they do it. Yeah, so the first day after the fair is done, that first day, they give the people who are displaying on that first phase, they call it phases, phase one, two, and three.
Mm-hmm.
So they move out on the first day. They give them, it's like an in-between. The people who are coming in next start to come in while the ones who were in there just getting the last bit out.
Yeah.
And then the third day off, they call it off day. The new people coming in get themselves all set up for the next session, which is the second phase.
All right.
And that happens twice.
Okay.
So there's basically, like I said, three phases, and it happens basically from about, I think they start, we don't get there when it starts because we want to make sure we catch all three phases.
All
because
right.
if we came to catch all three phases, we'd have to stay in China for basically a month, and it would be too expensive. So to make sure that our clients get to see the whole fair and everything that's offered, we come and we catch the last day or two of the first phase, of course, all of the second phase, and then the first day or two of the last phase, and
all
then
right.
it's time to go because we've been there for a little over 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so, but in between, you mentioned the hospital. We go to a world-class hospital that looks like a five-star hotel,
mm-hmm.
and you get the best care there. We go there like on the first day mm-hmm. of the break when they're moving, when the trade
okay.
fair is done. And we take our people there, and it's they're amazed because it looks like Bahama or Atlantis, but it's a hospital. I mean, you don't smell that hospital smell. You don't see people. Well, anyway,
you sense the technology as soon as you get in, even if you can't see it. Because if you go into a hospital and you don't smell that, what you associate with a hospital, it means that their filtration systems must be top of the line and world class.
Listen, China is off the chain. And, you know, when we've been going there for over 20 years now, so we know this, so it's not for us. But every time we take people who haven't been there before, they're amazed. And you know, we look at their faces, they can't believe this is what's going on in China. But I think people are now starting to see it because they're seeing the technology and online. They're seeing what China offers. I mean, their subways, their trains, their roads, their cars. I mean, right
but
now.
But you're talking big infrastructure, right? Like for the last 10 years via social media, I've been seeing small tools and gadgets, right, that are just commonplace in every Asian home that is like walking into the future here, right? Like a little machine, you put your fruits and veggies in, right? And it uses UV light.
To kill all the bacteria.
Right, as it washes it. And
yeah.
You put a little baking soda in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, because last year I got sick eating about 300 cherries. I ate them straight off the tree and thought there's no risk of contamination. But I forgot the lizards and the birds be in the tree,
oh,
right?
Good. Everybody
so,
got to eat.
So I got what I call lizard flu. Oh, but if I had had one of them, if I had had one of those little devices.
You didn't have bird flu, you had lizard
no,
flu.
No, I sure it was lizard flu device right. there. I mean, just amazing the small gadgets and things
you know,
that are available.
It's interesting you say that because we've been going to China for so many years now. When we come back, we have these things in our home. Like, for example, when my wife and my children pull up in our house, right,
mm-hmm.
all they have to do is put a finger on the knob and they walk in our door. So there's no need to fumble with keys, okay? And, you know, so my son who lives in, well, he lives in the UK now. He's back here now.
Yeah.
When he came back after 6 months. He doesn't need to say, Daddy, you know, where's my key? He doesn't need a key. He just comes, put his thumb on there, and he opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
So just little small things like that, you know.
See, but I have a raccoon, and he's smart. He'll program his thumbprint right inside that machine.
Well, hey, guess what?
You can take that risk.
But listen, the thing is just the convenience. You know, the convenience of it. You know, if someone mm-hmm. is running behind, you know, your wife, your daughter, whatever the case may be, you know, they put their thumb, boom, they're inside.
Yeah, quickly. No, absolutely, absolutely.
You know,
and it's more than just convenience, it's functionality, right? I imagine the amount of time, because what really gets me, I could say it, I lazy. The amount of time that I watch people save using the gadgets versus the techniques mm-hmm. that we are forced mm-hmm. to use because of the tools we have access to, it's just like, this is the future.
Yeah, listen, water, you know, we all use 5 gallon water to drink.
Yeah.
And you wanna, I've had this thing now for couple of they can't believe it. You just put any container on top of it and it has a sensor, it fills up,
mm-hmm.
and when it comes to the top,
it knows it's full.
It stops and it's a little base, and I just, you know, you don't have
right.
to be standing there or be lifting the bottle or pumping the bottle. So just Just so many little things. And you'll see that and more at the trade fair.
Absolutely. We got a caller here, and then we're going to get into the details of the fair, the travel details, and why to go with a group.
Hey, and not to mention how cheap this stuff is.
All right. Yeah, absolutely.
that's a big thing.
Good morning, caller.
They'll call back.
I'm sorry, caller. Please call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Okay, so let's give the people the dates. Y'all get your pens. And while they're getting their pens, let's go to this caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Ah, we lost. I'm not sure what's happening. Call back, caller. Call back. Okay, the dates.
So the date is April 15th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we travel out of LPIA in the evening, and we go into London. And we spend probably like a half day in London, and then we fly from London into Hong Kong.
Okay.
From Hong Kong, we go overland into mainland China to our hotel, where right away we get everybody ready with the VPNs and in order to bypass, you know, the block that you have trying to get through to social media, to call and WhatsApp to get home.
Home communication.
Yeah, home communication. We get you a SIM card that you have your data so you can be in contact. You can use your WhatsApp and get all them. And then also we have our money changer that comes to you and change the money so you don't have to go wait in lines at banks and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all those things because over years we've learned that these things make the trip easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And logistically, we're not losing time. Exactly. Let's go to the phone line. Oh. I in the future. That's my bad, caller. I in the future. I about 3 minutes ahead of everybody in New Providence right now. Okay, call back, caller.
So anyway, so you were saying logistically, because we've been doing this so long, we make sure that we take advantage of every minute, because that evening you get in, we make sure we take care of your phone, getting data, getting a VPN, and getting your money changed, so you're ready to go in the morning. Because that next morning, we're going to the trade fair.
Yeah.
To catch the last of that first phase.
All right.
And so when you go to the trade fair, it's incredible. You see these factories that offer prices that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been to Miami or online and see prices, when you see these things, you just can't believe it. And so that's the reason why we want to take
people direct to the source.
Yes, we want to cut out the middleman, go to the source so they can maximize.
What do I need to do to prepare? Do I need to get visas or documentation to move to China?
Well, fortunately, the Bahamas government and the Chinese government, I don't know which government it is, but one of our governments has made a requirement that Chinese and Bahamians don't need visas to visit.
Okay, so that's great stuff.
So if you once you have your Bahamian passport, you're fine and you'll be able to
Move through easily.
Now to London. Yeah, well,
you need an electronic passport.
Well, if you don't get that one, it's a pain in the backside. You know, you'll get in, but it causes problems at the borders when you're crossing borders, because you have to cross borders from Hong Kong to mainland China.
All right, let's take this caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm just calling because I heard my two colleagues here sitting here saying they're going to China. I'm trying to figure out when they're going to take me back to China after taking me there twice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been nagging them, running them down to take me back to China, and they're refusing to take me back, and I need to know why.
Now, Clark, I can call your name out. You know you're always welcome.
Clark, you try buy everything in China, hey?
What?
I bet you told them the Betty K coming for it. I bet that's why they don't want to take you back.
But Clark always... How was bringing back stuff?
Yeah. Ah.
But listen,
they do a good job.
But Clark is Clark.
So I just calling to let everyone know, you know, hey, feel free to take them up on the offer.
Right.
Good job.
Endorsed by a prior member.
Yes. A businessman.
Yes, twice.
Two times. Okay.
There are two trips to China with them already.
All right. Good stuff. Now,
Yes. Thank
you very much, sir.
Well, listen, you know, to be honest, we have a lot of return people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the opportunities that people see, and right now, if he was here, he'll tell you how much business he's doing in China. Because what we do is, we not only take you to see what's available,
mm-hmm.
we equip you, we enable you to be able to do business in China. We give you the tools. The 20 odd years, the 2 decades old that we've had in China, we basically teach you. We always, when we have our meetings, and we're mm-hmm. having a meeting tomorrow night, we tell people, what you're paying for on this trip is for the knowledge that we're giving you. Everything else is free.
Mm-hmm.
So that play, because if you had to pay, because we made so many.
Let me give people an example, right? You ever had the opportunity to watch a fire stick? You go to some, because you don't have one in your own home because they sort of outside the law. But when you go to somebody else's house, right, and they say, oh, man, I got entertainment. And you say, you ain't got no cable. I don't see a cable box. And they say, man, just turn on the TV. And then there are 1,755 options for you to decide what you want to watch. And so by the time it's in of just looking through the list, I finish. I'm satisfied. I've watched enough. I've consumed enough, and I turn it off. I'm done with that.
You don't get hooked?
I can't find anything. The point is, there's so much to choose from. I get analysis paralysis,
gotcha.
and I give up trying to watch anything. I imagine, though, this trip could be like that without a proper guide, right? Or without a team to walk with.
Listen, let me tell you something, Aaron. I'm gonna let him answer this question. His wife. I should probably bring his wife in here because this gentleman right here, and all his decades of going to China, his wife will tell you. The amount of things that this gentleman brings back from China that he can't resist. Listen, he could have a trade fair for himself right now because there's just so many things. Let him tell you about his experience and why he just can't resist all the things.
I remember having the yard sale. I heard it.
To be honest with you, every opportunity I have, I do a trade show. And everything on my table is from China. And people are amazed by some of the stuff they see on our Amazon, and they come to my boot and other people's boot, and they said, I've seen this on Amazon. How much is it? And you tell them the price. Amazon and bringing it here, paying customs and all this other stuff, you can't beat the price.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, like he says, we just had a trade fair for Christmas and gone, and I sold a whole lot of stuff.
What do you mean you just had a trade fair where? In New Providence?
Yes, yeah, so it was small little pop-up. It's a little small little pop-up.
Yeah, okay, I got
but
you.
But we're going to be doing something big pretty soon. Very big.
All right. Because I see the opportunities expanding beyond just the trip for vendors and business people that are willing to work a team, right, to display goods. But I'm excited. Okay, so you actually are selling... Well, it's for business people, right?
Yeah.
You're a business person and you're importing for the purpose of trade. And the prices are not just comparable, they are better.
Better.
Of course.
Let me give you an example. Also, what Omar didn't mention is we're doing this for the first time. You come with us on this trip. We're loaning you, when you get there, you're going to have an interpreter. We're giving you an interpreter for you. So because at the trade fair...
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they have English-speaking persons there. Now, they may cannot speak English properly.
Yeah.
So what you do is record them in Chinese Mandarin, and then it comes back in English. When we go to other places that Omar is going to be talking about, where we take you, like to Shenzhen and all that sort of stuff, a lot of those people do not speak English. So you'll have your interpreter to the markets. We take you to different markets. Any market you want, we can facilitate you to that market.
And, you know, that's the strength, I think, of our trip over others. Because of our years there, everything that you want, we can, listen, we got women who go there looking for hair.
Yeah, nails.
Nails, we got that.
Jewelry.
Some people looking for shoes, fashion, slippers. Shoes, slippers, handbags.
Clothing.
Listen, from there to people who are constructing, doing contracts for government contracts or buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything in between. And so that's why we're so proud of what we're doing. We're able to... Go mm-hmm. from one to 100.
Now, here's a list of things I've seen, right, that I will see at the fair. Electronics and appliances, manufacturing, new energy vehicles, lighting and electrical fixtures, hardware. There's an international pavilion. So there are... What's the international? Is there international
different
companies?
I'll tell you, different countries
come around the world.
Yeah, they come and they
to participate.
Yeah, because they have factories. There are factories, and some of them have foods, different foods that they manufacture, and they want. See, not only is it that trade fair is
it's grown.
It's so attractive to people in that people come from all over the world.
Yeah.
When you walk around that trade fair, the people who have some of the biggest companies here in the Bahamas. You'll see their representatives right there in the trade fair.
I'm just trying to figure out how many conch shells I need to be able to participate in this market because people buy in conch shell.
Yeah.
No, Chinese, but right now in Freeport,
mm-hmm.
they have a place that collects conch shell and chip to China.
Yeah, they make jewelry out of the conch shell.
And other stuff too, medicine also. Medicine.
And yes, medicine.
Good medicine.
Pharmaceuticals and cosmetics.
From Kongsha.
Clinical grade cosmetics.
From Kongsha.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so also toys, stationery, accessories, and household essentials, bags, jewelry, hardware and electronics, footwear, cosmetics, and office supplies, textiles, and clothing.
All.
And with the prices that you're going to get them for, Aaron,
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. See, us in the West, looking at Amazon and all that stuff, in our minds, we believe we know what prices should be. But when we take our people to China, it's like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, the kind of opportunities that's there, like, for example, like Mr. Clark, he had to go back again. You know, he had to go back again because he wasn't fully able to take advantage of everything that he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so after that, we help you get your contacts. So even after you're finished, you can do business in China.
Okay, so when is your team going to organize a fruit and produce trade tour?
It's there because what you can do is this. I have a product that I'm product to, and I went ahead and sort of found it. About the tampons and all that sort of stuff.
The feminine hygiene products, yes.
Bamboo. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what could happen is this. You have manufacturers from all over the world that comes to this trade fair also. If you want to do, okay, let's look at the tambourine. Remember when that sweet tambourine comes in? That tambourine is going to be at the trade fair, and that tambourine is not from China.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Thailand.
Yeah.
So your people from Thailand, your people from Europe, your people from the Middle East that has products that they bring to the trade fair also because, you know, in some cases that they can't go, Americans really, Australians cannot go to these countries. So what they do, they come to the trade fair and mm-hmm. they buy their thing. So if you want to do fruits, if you want to do whatever thing, the trade fair, okay, when we first started to go, it was 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Two phases. So we suspended 2 weeks there. Now it's three phases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like Omar said, we go, we get you registered and everything, get you sorted out and everything to go to the trade fair.
Mm-hmm.
We take a break. We go to the hospital. We take you to different markets and all that sort of stuff.
All right. So let's talk registration dates. What's my deadline? When do my payments need to be in?
Okay. Well, you're going to get our numbers at the end of the show. Well, in case anyone is there, it's 427-0930, 427-0930. And
455-9970. That's 455-9978. Oh, 78.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what you do is you can contact us. We have a group. We have a WhatsApp group where we disseminate information and let them know of our meetings. Sometimes we have Zoom meetings. We have meetings at Fusion. Mm-hmm. We're going to have one tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And so what you do is we have our bank accounts and we send it out. What you do is you just make your deposits. If you want to do deposits, if you're paying full, you just pay in full, screenshot it, and just send it to one of us, and you're set. And the deadline, we have two deadlines. We have a deadline for those who are paying, just doing the payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Before the 1st of March, you would have to pay $2,000 on your ticket, on your price. Now, everything is $5,000 completed for the whole trip. That includes your airfare, your hotel, includes breakfast every morning, includes your ground transportation to and from the airports to Guangzhou, and includes trip to Shenzhen, which is another city. It includes the hospital trip that we take early on mm-hmm. in there, and that we go to two other markets where we take you where you can buy less than like.
Container loads,
where you can buy a pallet or a box. And some of those places, you can even be taking to markets where you can buy, you know, some nice shoes, some nice clothing, jewelry. We take you to places that we didn't even know about when we first went to China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about our trip.
Now, two quick questions. Mm-hmm. Do we have a consular office or an embassy nearby?
We do, and we have one in Beijing.
Okay.
And we have very good contacts with Beijing. Lester Cox, who one time was at Guardian Radio, he liaises because he's basically a trade attaché at the embassy.
Okay.
And he arranges meetings for us with various business Chinese business groups who can facilitate trade mm-hmm. and contacts in China for the people who come on our trip. So we're going to have basically some conferences included in that with an organization that we are vice presidents of, the Bahamas China Trade Association.
All right.
And so that's a very, very, let's say it's a very serious. What it does is it allows Bahamians to be able to tap in to trade outside just coming. So if you're coming there's some connections that you want outside of the trade fair, we in the Bahamian Chinese Trade Association can facilitate those things. So
absolutely.
If you have any issues in terms of trade, so even after the trade fair, you contact us and we can assist you with anything that you want to do mm-hmm. in China.
Because I could be honest, put my name on the list right now. If you ever take me to that mango farm, right, and I get to eat more than three mango, I may stay in China.
Listen to me.
I mean,
the street, okay, the highways
mm-hmm.
and the walkways
yeah.
in some
districts and areas.
Mango trees.
Yeah, hedges.
Mango trees.
Yeah, decorated with fruit trees.
So you have one mango tree. So you could
never go hungry during
on the highway. Yeah. Mango trees.
Yeah. Wow. There's dried fruits. They have. Yeah. Well, of course, they have the fruit dryers, the machines there. So if you get into fruit,
these are the things.
You dry,
yes.
Yeah. So if you don't, you want tomatoes.
We have not even really considered the value of local produce because we don't really think about its use outside of the season.
We don't do the value added.
Yeah.
We don't add value to our products. So for example, a lot of the family islands that grow tomatoes, they go bad. But if we can dry the tomatoes.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
And you paint, they get more money per pound.
Yeah, is dragon fruit. Me and Omar, and pomegranate. Me and Omar drinks a cup of pomegranate every day.
Yeah.
You know the energy we deserve. I mean, freshly squeezed pomegranate mm-hmm. juice.
Good for your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every morning.
Absolutely.
There's a market right down the front from the hotel. We go there, get our freshly squeezed pomegranate juice.
Listen, I've only experienced China through media, through social media and the internet,
touch
right?
And feel.
Yeah, the mangoes.
Yeah.
And the apples and the berries and the plums.
And the cantaloupes.
And the cantaloupes and the this
corn?
And the that. Yeah, all. And the varieties.
You know what? The last Chinese ambassador who was here, she was very, we had a lot of plans because she was very instrumental and very interested in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, she organized, I think, some Bahamian farmers to come to China. But there's so much that Bahamian farmers can learn from China in terms of
growing
and also processing. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And so my first inclination is to go to China because I want to see the future, right? But the truth is I need to go to China so I could understand my past and my present, right? Because the tech is great and it will improve our lives and improve efficiency. But being able to improve our food sovereignty through accessing more technology, right, and more mechanism right now, that's the future.
Well, you're a farmer. Well, I thought you would have been on one of those trips to China because they took farmers to.
Listen, as soon as this bank acknowledges what Eddie Minna say, my daddy is a millionaire, 14 cocoa plum orchard. I tell them I have 25 cocoa plum orchard, and they would not recognize my wealth and riches.
Wow.
But I shall be there soon.
Yeah, because I think the Chinese embassy had sponsored from farmers. They took care of it. They took All care right. of the trip for Chinese farmers to
Don't
come.
Don't worry, I was on the bottom of that farmer's list. I grow ideas in other people's minds and in other people's yards, right? So I'm on the bottom of that list.
Well, if they don't get you there, Aaron, we can get you there.
Oh, I right? for that.
We can get you there.
Listen, gentlemen, thank you very much. Give the people the details one last time. Where to find you? How do I sign up? How do I get on
All
this
right,
group?
So for the largest trade fair in the world, when you get the lowest prices available, you can sign up to us with Omar Smith, which is 427-0930. And for Lorenzo Bullard, Antonio Bullard,
455-9978.
So we're going to be at Fusion tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And this trip changes people's lives and changes your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well tell you, going to China is life changing, and you know it's a blessing for us to do it. I mean, for us, you know, it does to see the pleasure that Bahamians, and also actually we've also been taking people from the Caribbean and the States also on our trips. The States has cooled off because of this new administration, but. You know, a lot of people are taking advantage of China. We're happy to do it. So we encourage you all to come. Give us a call and show up to our meeting tomorrow.
Taking advantage of the opportunities that exist in China. We ain't taking advantage of China unless they get them short ribs, the sticky set, the set.
Well,
right?
The kingdom ribs.
Man, you know, what's interesting is that Chinese culinary practitioners it's not enhanced, but they create a palate based on what exists already in your country. So if you going around the world or you going to China trying to order kingdom ribs,
you ain't get it.
You ain't gonna get it, right? No. Like the things that we eat here in many cases are General Tao chicken. Yeah, are devised. Either they came out of a Chinese American community and culture, or they've been acculturated for us.
Yeah.
They know what we like, and they tune the dishes to that. So don't get disappointed.
Aaron, you ain't gonna find curry conk in China. Yeah. I sorry to tell you. If you're looking for curry conk, don't come. That's why you're coming. Don't come for that.
But the food is off the chain.
Now listen, I have a text here that says, products from China don't last long, and you have to reorder them too soon. Oh. Now, you have a response. I got a response, too. So you go first.
Well,
listen, in China, 95% of everything you look around right now, where you're at, came from China. Now, just like everything else, you know, you have quality control. And that's part of a business that I am. We offer quality control for our people who order from factories. We send our people to the factory. First of all, before you send your money, we can go and check and make sure the factory
exists.
Sells what they say they sell and do what they say they do. Yeah. After your product's already done and ready for shipping, before you send your final payment, we can go and do an inspection for you, a quality control inspection to make sure that your goods are, you know, as they said they are. So just in any business, and take a look at it. But everything you look around, 95%, came from China.
Now, look, the cultural space, right? Because I grew up, I was a child once. I know what it means to be clumsy and reckless and rough and tumble, right? And this Western culture, we tend to be less delicate, right, than Asian culture. We talked about Qigong and Tai Chi, right? Qigong is a particular martial arts style that developed from culture.
Thousands of years.
From peasants who use the tools and the techniques of the field, right, to develop a martial arts style. It is slow and deliberate, right? The science is that that slow and deliberate movement creates a third, right, which is beneficial as you get older, holding your body together. Asian cultures tend to be more intentional, more deliberate. I want to say more polite, mindful, and demure, right? And so products are not necessarily built the same way in Asia as they are in the Western world because there are cultural differences and we handle things differently. And they have thousands and thousands of years of documented culture and history, right, that they draw from. That perpetuates that. So some things may not last or take the same chafing or beating that American products or Western products may do. They're designed for a different culture.
But Aaron, the most important thing to remember is this, that those goods that we buy out of the States, they came from Chinese factories. Apple phones are from Chinese factories, Samsung phones. But the question is, what was the quality control?
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. You can go to China and you can buy garbage if you want, or you can go to China and you can buy the top of the line. It all depends on what you want to spend.
Absolutely.
So they meet you where you at.
Okay.
And so that's what people have to understand. And I think most people now are coming to that realization. But something that you just mentioned about the Chinese experience, the Chinese culture has been uninterrupted for millennia, for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
So they can pass down the same. How you mentioned the peasants came about with Qigong and these martial arts. These are things, medicine, the bush medicine, as we call it. They've passed down these things for thousands of years. And you know how they test them? Empirical knowledge. Hey, it works. And if it works for thousands of years, chances are it can work for you tomorrow.
Now, gentlemen, I don't want to run you, but I have to run you because I cannot talk about these other people while y'all in this studio with me. I would hate for people to conflate the two conversations.
Look, we can come back. It's plenty more. We can come back. Listen, China is a country of almost 2 billion people.
Listen.
And 4 billion opportunities.
Let's see if we could get Mr. Strawn to send me to China, not via Zoom.
Listen, Mrs. They turned the music on that. Aaron, I think he went personally and cut us off.
And tell the producer, cut the show.
He challenged.
Listen, we're going to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to touch the headlines. as we lead into Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. So come back. We got about 5-6 more minutes and plenty to talk about. We'll be right back. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they did it with expert timing. Ha! Oh, yeah. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join our all-star team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear specials, prizes and surprises nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest Sunday of the year for the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it.
The Patriots take it.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financials into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. An exciting conversation about the trade and business trip to China with the Bahamas-China Trade Association. The headlines. We got to touch on the headlines just before we go. Of course, we're going to get back into these stories as well tomorrow. But let's look at the list. Today's Nassau Guardian, Rick Fox joins FNM, Andre Rollins, Dr. Andre Rollins for Long Island. I didn't think we were going to see Dr. Rollins again after that slap. Oh, boy. But I tell you what, he handled it well. He handled it well. I'll say that much. I don't know, y'all smiling too much. It's almost as if you have not truly assessed the weight of the job ahead of you if you were to be elected. It's almost as if y'all ain't taking it seriously enough. But I like this picture of Mike Holmes. He's not smiling at all, I hope. I mean, maybe that is a smile. I don't know. But I don't like to see my politicians smiling all the time. The work is too hard for you to be smiling all the time. Anyway, let's get into the article. The Free National Movement last night ratified 12 candidates, including NBA legend Rick Fox, who got the nod for Garden Hills. The party now only has 2 seats left for ratification, Mike Cal and Marco City, which will no doubt be filled by FNM leader Michael Pintard. At the party's Mackey Street headquarters, Pintard unveiled the new candidates, noting that, quote, "We're in the home stretch now," close quotes. In addition to Fox, FNM Deputy Leader Shenandoah Cartwright was ratified for the newly created seat St. James. Cartwright is currently the MP for St. Barnabas. Some interesting quotes from the night, including from Fox, who said his ambassadorship ended in 2024. So I wonder what all that hard mouthing, hard talking was about. If it's on 24. Free National Movement. Listen, Eyewitness News, always an ambassador. Free National. Let's call it coming to you right now. FNM candidate for Garden Hills, Rick Fox, said that though his contract ended in 2024, for his position as Bahamian ambassador at large, he has and will always serve as an ambassador to the country. Full stop. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning, how you do?
Fine, thanks. Listen, Aaron, as most of the traffic lights are not working now, the police then need to do constant updates on who has the right of way. Okay? Everybody right of way. Okay? If they are well pro on East Street, then you should believe they have the right of way.
Right.
All right. So they need to make constant updates so people could be aware. It's a crossroad. Either who approaches first, give them the right of way or something, you know?
Well,
nobody knows who has the right of way. So they need to make constant updates. That's going to be plenty of accidents around here.
Right. And when you say update, we're just reiterating what's already in the manual. Right? At a four-way stop, I think they either go counterclockwise or clockwise, right?
But I know in America who reaches first, they proceed. I don't know if they follow the American model.
Right, but here's the thing. You reach the intersection, but you have to come to a complete stop and treat it like a stop sign, not like a giveaway sign or not the way that we treat stop signs here. And thank you for taking...
But they just continue driving.
Yeah.
So they didn't make constant updates.
Yes, absolutely.
That's going to be chaos.
Not just that. Listen, you need... if you know that a light is down...
Yes.
Whether an accident or for an extended period of time, officers should be assigned to that intersection. It's simple.
I have never seen so much lights down in the history of Bahamas yet. Seriously.
I don't know. I can be honest with you. I don't know why the Minister of Work, why Clay Sweden was smiling up in that nomination picture so much. Because he's failing.
Yeah.
Ministry of Works has failed.
The worst I've ever been. Just the road.
The markings in the road. The police refused to enforce the traffic controls. So daily I have people either driving toward me in my lane or next to me in my lane with me and then cussing you and threatening to hurt you because you would dare to blow your horn in an attempt to avoid an accident.
Yes. And the countless numbers of potholes in the road.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Listen.
I hope they ain't going on that record. Serious. The lights, the roads, the hospital. Come on, man.
The very basics, are out the window. And I wonder if any of these candidates are prepared or have been empowered to speak to these issues.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus. They're killing us, man. No, the roads, the light, the healthcare. Come on.
Absolutely.
I mean, something should be waking.
Yeah, something should be working. Anyway, let me borderize my producer and just run through some more headlines quickly. Staff protest is another Eyewitness News story. Unionized staff members at the Department of Information, Communications, and Technology stationed at the OPM, that's Office of the Prime Minister, staged a demonstration outside the facility Tuesday morning saying they are looked, close quotes. Representing the workers, Kimsley Ferguson, president of BPSU, said staff having growing concerns that remain unresolved. Ferguson warned that further industrial action could follow. I just have one question. Is this why you can't copy and paste anything from the government website? Because if it is a form of protest, I understand it. Because this cannot be the administration trading on honesty, accountability, and transparency. You could not tell me that you committed to ensuring digitization processes, the mechanisms that ensure or at least provide access to transparency and accountability. No, the piece is not adding up. Anyway, I'm all out of time. I can't count. The PLP can't count. The Davis administration can't count, but my producer can count, and I could count on him. You guys, we got to be able to count on each other. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. Have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.